Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Lulav v'arova shisha v'shiva. The Mishnah refers over here to two separate mitzvahs. How many days they were done over the course of the Yom Tov of Sukkah is 6 and 7. What are the two mitzvahs of lulav v'arova? Lulav, we understand, is the same kelelas for the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. Why is it called lulav? The same way we make a bracha, Hashem k'dushon tzayisav tzivon on the tilas lulav. Then I'll not tell us why the lulav is the tallest, but it's also kol. When you hold the lulav, you're holding that last one. The Rav says nikra al shem ruboy. The Rav says on the word arova, lulav lenatila, that we understand lulav to take, but arova, he explains, lahakif mizbeach. Lahakif mizbeach pashtus means to go around the mizbeach. What does that mean? Go around the mizbeach by foot. So it's interesting. Story, what exactly the mitzvah of Arov is. Rashi in the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel, Rashi says that the mitzvah of Arov was the Etzem Netilas Arov, the same as the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Then there's what it's called Skifas Anfe Arov, Sov Mizbeach, putting the Arovois, leaning the Arovois on the side of the Mizbeach. And then there's another chelik of being makif the mizbeach, going around the mizbeach with the arovis. This is, again, like we just said, that's what Rashi says in the Gemara. Lemaisa Rashi, the Rishayim bring to Rashi in the Tshuva, Rashi was choizer. So Shala had to learn the Gemara and other Rishayim, and this is why it's also Gepasik in the Rambam, hold that the hakofas mizbeach, what we do every day, what we call hashanis, was done with wat biyad. We're makif the mizbeach. Our mizbeach is the we go around the teva. We go around the bima where the sefer Torah is. That has the koyach, the kedusha, as much as we can. To be called the mizbeach, and we go around. What do we go around with? We go around with the dalad minim, not with our rovers. So the ma'aseh, this is the way the rishonim are paskening. Rashi seems to pasken that way. The Rambam, like we said, and then lahakif mizbeach over here with our rovers. Means, again, like with just the first chelik of leaning the arovis on the mizbeach. There's the netilas arovis. There's also a shaila. How exactly the netila is done. The mitzvah of netilas dalad minim will also include the secondary chelik, which is not the raisa of nanuim. There's also the shita of Rashi, on daf mem dalad, that the arova, chelik of the netilas arova, was the nanuim, the women menanea the arovois. Lamai said there are mahadrim that pick up the arovois by our Seder Hishanis, which we'll learn more about on Hishana Rabban. They're menanea before the holding of the arova. When they pick it up, you put down the dal minim, you pick up the arovois by Tane, by that point in Hishanis, to be menanea the arovois. Lamaisi, the Rambam holds not the way. The Rambam holds that the kim of the mitzvah of netilas arova was the chavita agave karka, again, which is what we do when we klap hashanas. So the Mishnah says these two mitzvahs were 6 days and 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Hahalel vehasimcha shmoina. Hallel, mitzvah of saying hallel is, of course, all 8 days, 7 days of Sukkot, which means it says, that's for sure. What's simcha? Simcha, we have a mitzvah in the Torah, and here the Gemara explains the whole thing. What we're referring to, the mitzvah of Simcha over here, the Rav says, is Lecho Basa Shlomim Bizman HaMikdosh, because the Pasuk says, like we said, V'samachta B'chagecho, and the expression of Simcha is with what? The Gemara brings a different Pasuk, the Rav quotes, V'zavachta Shlomim V'chalta Shom, that's Simcha, V'samachta. Lemaisa, that pasuk is not talking about Yom Tov, but over there we see that the expression of Visamachto, if it's Visavachto Shlomim V'Achalto Shom. Normal, what the pasuk is saying is that the Zvicha and the Achila Shlomim are the mitzvah. There is a discussion about whether the mitzvah is Taka, the Shechita, with the Achila's Basa L'Chara. You could check it on the first day, Karbonis. And you can have that. That's called Shalmei Simcha. The carbon, we'll learn more about Simsechus Chagiga. But the Shalmei Simcha was an expression of that mitzvah. And l'chor, the mitzvah is the shechting it on Yom Tov. The mitzvah is not just having Basa Shlom. Shlom is eaten Shnei Yom V'Laylo Echot. Theoretically, they could have shechted on Erev Sukkis. Erev Pesach as well, and had the basar to eat. But no, the mitzvah is v'zavachta v'achalta. Does that mean that every day they have to be karbonas brought? The pashtus is, the Rishonim say, that when there was a shchitas, shalmei simcha on Yom Tov, there was no mitzvah to shecht more the next day. They had to be able to eat. For shtetzach, the third day, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas basar kotchim, you're going to have to shecht more, because it's only in the shteyam. But it doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to shecht every single day, even though on the first day, the mitzvah is v'zavachto, not only from Erev Yom Tov. That's one point. The other shaila over here to make is that obviously the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is not noig b'zman hazeh b'avonisein ha'rab. So does that mean that there's no mitzvah of v'yisamach zomeach? There's no mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? So the pashtus is that mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov b'zman hazeh is also deraisa. Obviously you can't be mekayim it with basar kotchim, but the mitzvah is still this. So, let's say avelus, even the first avelus, which according to many Rishonim is deraisa, is nitche because the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. So that means the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov is b'zman hazeh is deraisa. So we mentioned avelus. Avelus is only not being misabel rachman etzlan, because that's a bittel on Simchas Yom Tov. We'll see more about that in Maseches Moed Katan. But on the positive side, that say toiv, the mitzvah to do Simcha, if bizman hazeh is not shayich basar kotchim, there has to be a different expression. So on that, the Gemara says that ein simcha ela b'yayin, the yayin yisamach levav enosh, and the pashtus is that the kiyum of shtiyas yayin bizman hazeh will be deraisa, the same way basar kotchim was deraisa bizman habeis hamikdash. Were you mekayim a mitzvah of simchas yom tov al yidei shtiyas yayin bizman hamikdash? Some Rishonim will tell you that if you mekayim it bizman hazeh, obviously you mekayim the mitzvah that way bizman habayis. The Ritva, the Ran, some hold that's what the Rambam holds, Michal Skinuk says, which would mean that be'etzim you mekayim the mitzvah al yedei shtiyas yayin, there's a mitzvah min hamuvcha, it's a lechatchila, to be mekayim the optimal way of v'samachto with v'zavachto ve'achalto, with shalmi simcha. But yayin would also be a kim. Other Rishonim hold no. Bizman Abayis, that the Basar Kotchim, the Torah tells us specifically that Basar Kotchim is Simchas. So then that's the Simcha. It has to be optimal Simcha. Mashengim, Bizman Hazeh, that unfortunately we can't reach that optimal level. So then the mitzvah of Visamachto on Yom Tov is Mechayv, at least the Shtiyas Yayin, but that will be the Chiv Deraisa. That's how you answer. The other way to learn, the third Shita, which Taisvis in Mayi Kotten takes, is an Achreinim. Learn this way, the Shagasai, the Mishnah Brura, and Tovkov Choftes, is that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov Bizman Hazeh is Tachat Derabanan. The optimal mitzvah and the only way to be Mekayim the mitzvah on a Deraisa level is Tachat only Shalmei Simcha. Bizman Hazeh is not Shach, so there's a Chiyuv Derabanan. Vinishvi, the Mishnah says that both of these mitzvahs are Shmoina. Now Shalmei Simcha are Tachat not Deicha Yom Tov. So how could it be that it's Bishmoina? How could it be that Shalmei Simcha is Bishmoina? How do you could say, even when it's Shabbos? Lulav and Arava, we're going to have only Shisha V'Shiva, it's not going to be on Shabbos. How can we have Shmoina of a Shchita, of Zvichas, Shalmei Simcha, if you can't check, it's not Deicha Shabbos, we learned in Pesachim. The answer is, like we said, you don't need the Shchita every day. So it's Shaykh to have the Shchita Shalmei Simcha all 8 days. The mitzvah of the achilas basar kotchim is shayach all 8 days. Sukkah v'nisach hamayim shiva. The mitzvah of sukkah that we understand is only 7, because in the mitzvah on the day of Shmini Atzeres, for all, by the way, of course, when we say 7, so 7 is till through Hoshana Rabbah, the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres, but for us, in Chutz Latzavad, there's 2 days. So 7 days is the mitzvah of sukkah. When we said 8 days, for us B'nei Chutzlah, it's the mitzvah of Hallel, is going to be 9 days. So we have over here now 7 in the mitzvah of Sukkah, and the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, which is also all 7 days, not on Shmini Atzeres. The mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, even though the Gemara brings an Asmachta, is Lamaisa, is a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Maaseh, the Gemara Tainis, brings a very interesting remez in the Psukim of the Karbonis of Musaf in Parshas Pinchas. In the Parsha over there, it says words It says different words that with variations. One of the words is v'niskeyem, unsocheo, kimishpotom. So Chazal darshin that v'niskeyem, the mem, unsocheo, the yud of nisocheo, kimishpotom is mem. Mem, yud, mem is mayim. So that's a remez that there was something else along with the Korban Musaf. The Korban Musaf normally had the nisuch hayayin. Over here there was nisuch hamayim. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that it's only a remez. Lamaisa, it's halacha moshim sinai. We forgot to mention that arova, mitzvah arova that we had before in the Mishnah is certainly also halacha moshim sinai. Lamaisa, over there it's not as poshut because the Gemara does mention the Shita of Abishol that holds the mitzvah arova is mavur in the pasuk that says arve nochal. Arve, too, is mashma, there's two mitzvahs. One is that it's a chelik of dalad minim. One is a separate mitzvah of arve nochal, which is the mitzvah of Hashanis. Last mishnah that's mentioned over here, v'hecholil. The chalil is a flute. And what we're referring to over here is the music, the musical instruments that were played by the Simchas Beis HaSheva. The reason why it's nikra al shema chalil, it's not the only instrument that was played, is because its koil was misgaber. The pitch of the flute is so high that it carries over all the other instruments. So it's, the mitzvah is called a chalil. Chamisha v'shisha. It's 5 days or 6 days. What that means, without having to see the further Mishnah, but just in a nutshell, is that it's not doichen, not Shabbos, and not Yom Tov. So mela, it can never be more than 6 days, because it's always going to be one of the days going to be Shabbos. And if Shabbos and Yom Tov are separate days, so it's going to be 5 days. Mishnah Beis, Lulav Shiva Ketzad. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechalies B'Shabbos, all 7 days means all 7 days, Shabbos included. So what are we talking about? We're talking about that if the first day falls out on Shabbos, so then Lulav Shiva V'Shar Kol HaYomim Shisha. It's possible to have 7 days in Netilas Lulav, if the first day where there's a mitzvah deraisa of Lukachim Lachem B'yom Rishon is on Shabbos, then the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is Deicha Shabbos. The reason, of course, that we don't take, the reason why there's a gzera, that we don't take the Lulav on Shabbos, we mentioned in Perek Gimel, but we'll go back to it over here, is the gzera that he's going to take the Lulav to Baki, to show him exactly how to use it to be minanea, he's going to carry dalad ams b'shus harabim. Shema yavirenu dalad ams b'shus harabim. We'll just mention there's a whole shmooze, Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Mem Gimel. Why do Chazal use the stress, the example of Shema yavirenu dalad ams b'shus harabim? Why don't they just say Shema? He's going to carry it from his house, which is Rishus Hayochid, out to Rishus Harabim. He's carrying from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim. We'll just point out one nekuda. Again, it's a whole discussion of Rashi and Tosfos, but one of the nekudas is that picture the scenario. He picks it up at home and he realizes that there's something about the details in the Anum that he doesn't know. When he picked it up, which is the Akira in Hilcha Shabbos, picking up, he did that b'shus hayochid. He did that not al menas to carry. So that's not b'chlal the malocha that he'd be over there. You could say Shem Yavirenu, you have to be gozer because he's doing a malocha derai. So that he picked up shalei al menas to carry out. It's only then that he made a decision to start walking with it. At Kama that we want to talk about carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, L'chor the Akira that he made in the Rishus HaYochid, L'chor, is not Bechlal the Malacha. So putting it down Rishus HaRabim, or going into Rishus HaRabim, and being there, wouldn't be a Malacha, because the Akira was not part of the Malacha that he was Mechavin to do. It was not Almanas to carry it out, it's not part of the Malacha. Bishus HaRabim, Kanira, that concern is not a concern, because he picked it up Bishus HaYochid, but the whole carrying it through Bishus HaRabim, the whole Dalet Amis, was Bechlal his intent to carry it from place to place. So therefore he'll be over. Now the Shaila is, who said that he's going to stop in Bishus HaRabim? Look, he picked it up Bishus HaYochid, he's going to the Chochum's house, he made a Akira in one place, he made a Hanocha by the other house. There's no Havora, there's no Akira and Hanocha Bechlal in Bishus HaRabim. That's a good Shaila. Is every step a Akira v'anocha? That's already Yesh Lodin, Kifid Sugis in the first parak in Shabbos. We're just pointing out Nekuda to think about. Vinishvi, the Mishnah, clearly says that if the first day of Sukkot, like we said, because it's a mitzvah deraisa, is b'Shabbos, so then we take the lulav of all 7 days. Shar kol hayomim, if Yom Tov Rishon is on a Tuesday, so then Shabbos is only on the mitzvah that's in the middle of Sukkot. It's not the mitzvah of Lekach Melechem Bayom Rishon. It's only the mitzvah of Usmachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim, which is Daraisa also. What's the difference? Why the mitzvah of Lekach Melechem Bayom Rishon, they said you could be Mekayim even on Shabbos, and they didn't make the Gzer the Chash on that mitzvah, but on the mitzvah of Usmachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim, they did make. So you have to say that even in the Beis Hamikdash, the Chachomim treated the mitzvah on the first day, since it's all over that the mitzvah is done. It's a mitzvah not only in the Mikdash, it's a mitzvah begvulin also. So they treated that with more severity, that they weren't oiker because of the gzera. Only the mitzvah of Usmachim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim, that they were oiker. So with the first day of Shabbos, that they wouldn't be oiker. Important to, of course, note, is that Bizman HaZeh L'maaseh, we know that we don't take the mitzvah. We don't take the lulav on the first day. The reason for that is because since Be'etzem outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we look at it as Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, but look at it really as Beis HaMikdash and elsewhere, because that's where the two parts of this mitzvah is that elsewhere there's a shayach, it's shayach to talk about a Sveika de Yoyma, because of that, the Chazal didn't see outside of the Beis HaMikdash the first day as distinct from the other days. It's not so definite the first day, the other days, V'haraya, there's a concept called Sveika de Yoyma. So Memela, Chazal didn't differentiate between the first day and the other days, and therefore even the mitzvah, L'gakum L'chem B'yem Rishon, L'maisa V'mavatl, and we're not Mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. The other two mitzvahs where we have a bittel of the mitzvah because of this gzeiro shavi yavirenu is the mitzvah, of course, of Shofar, as well as in Maseches Megillah, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, which in Chutz La'aretz, by the way, Purim never falls out the 3-hour calendar on Shabbos. Purim can only fall out on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, Shushan Purim. Shushan Purim could fall out, and over there, of course, we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos. The minig is to lay the whole discussion, the maskana of the Pesachim is to lay the Megillah on Friday. Thank you.